Open expectations on Loretta Loretta Eagle from 125 13 45-year-old lady with feet and polyarthritis, seen today for follow-up. Since the last visit, she has had persistent correction. She has had persistent arthritis, however, it has been fleeting, occasionally in the hands, sometimes in the wrists, occasionally in the feet. The joint pain was associated with swelling, stiffness, and warmth. Patient has taken some pictures, and I was able to see these pictures on her cell phone. Current medications did not help resolve. She had difficulty with sleep, occasional tingling and numbness in both hands. On examination today, her weight was 156, blood pressure 118 over 76, HANT, and her muscle, neck, supple, chest, clear, heart rate, regular rate, rhythm, abdomen, soft extremities, noted by musculoskeletal examination. The left index finger was 2 plus swollen, trace swelling in the wrist. Feet were slightly swollen. Laboratory tests performed on her on 12/18 were reviewed. Her CBC was unremarkable, comprehensive panel normal. Vitamin D level was low at 16. C-reactive protein slightly elevated. Hepatitis B surface antigen negative. Anti-CCP antibody was positive at 102 international units. And B12 was normal. Impressions, patient appears to have inflammatory polyarthritis, most likely we're dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. Points, I had a very detailed discussion with the patient and her husband. I will start with depometrol 80 mg intramuscular and prednisone 10 mg daily. I will see her back and forth in 3 to 4 weeks and will attempt to get her on a disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drug. The diagnosis and prognosis and the management were discussed with the patient. Patient understands. I will see her then. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Craig Everingham.